Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Well, the last show that we did, we talked about the Democrats changing words, giving definitions that fit their story. Now, Brian Deese, who's the director of National Economic Council, he's the advisor on economics to President Biden, and I don't know where this guy went to school, probably Harvard or someplace like that. I didn't do my research on it because I didn't really want to take the time. The guy's not worth it. I think the guy's an idiot. But, you know, when he talked about the recession and what the definition is, and he said, you know, solid economists don't take the definition that's been going on for years, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. We don't talk about that anymore. Why? Because we're in a transition. We talked all about that in last show. We're in a transition. Remember when Janet Yellen, who also says we're in a transition, it's not a recession, she said that inflation was transitory. Brian Deese said transitory. I like the word trans because it's used in transition, transitory. It's used in a lot of things, transportation. The word trans is used in chemicals and its molecules and all sorts of good stuff. But we also are using it in, well, transgender. We just use trans for everything. But it's not what I really want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is you have, and I will still continue to say, a recession where it's two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. Okay, so I think that they want to try to get us away from looking at that because quarter one of 2022, negative. Quarter two of 2022, negative. Now, how do you get out of a recession? What you've got to do is you've got to reduce inflation and you've got to start getting growth. You cannot have stagflation. You can't have inflation and lack of growth, which we have right now. We haven't even talked about that word. That's a Jimmy Carter word. I'm sure when that gets bandied around, they'll come up with a new definition of that. But really? Yes. Are you freaking serious? Of course I'm serious. Of course they will come up with a new definition. They came up with a definition in the 70s of inflation, you know, headline versus core. And now we've got new definitions. It fits. 2 plus 2, what do you need it to be? So when we take a look at this, we know that they're looking for if they can get by the first two quarters and they can get into the third quarter showing growth, then remember, we're talking the first two quarters, January, February, March, the second quarter, April, May, and June. Now, those are negative, but then we get into July, August, and September. Okay, if they can get a positive GDP, they can get us, say, well, you see, it was just temporary. We're in a transition. And as they go into the election in November, they've got some talking points. But here's a little bit of a problem, because all of a sudden, the Atlanta Fed came out with their third quarter GDP numbers today. Actually, in the last, today. That's right, because we're talking August 1st. Well, they came out with their third quarter projection back on July 29th. Their projection, 2.1%. Not negative, positive. Ooh, good for the Biden administration. Hey, coming out of it, it's a transition. But then they came out and they said today that their projection today, August 1st, for the third quarter had fallen from 2.1% to 1.3%. Okay. Whoa. That's a pretty significant drop. We're talking almost 50% drop, around 35 to 40%. But that's a significant drop. And we're only, 1 month in? Okay, January, March, April, May, June. Okay, we're only July, August, September. Okay, we're only into the second projection. And this is July, August, and September. We've got another month, 2 months to go to take us even lower. Now, why do I say take us even lower and potentially go into that negative third quarter in a row? Why? Because today we learned that's tucked in this report from the Atlanta Fed that the ISM came out, and that came out with their manufacturing and the spread between new orders and inventories. In other words, inventories sitting on the shelves are getting bigger and bigger and bigger because people aren't buying. Therefore, the retailers, as an example, are not ordering. So the new orders are dropping. So think about your hand being inventories in the right hand rising, your hand going up, and new orders being your left hand going down. The spread between your right hand, which is inventories, and your left hand, which is new orders, as it's widening, the last four times that we had a spread this negative, okay, this negative, we were already in a recession. Yes, we were already in a recession. And probably the most significant recessions, 2001, 1990 to 1991, 1981 to 1982, and the beauty of all beauties, 1974, the spread between new orders and inventories was never this low. Even at that worst recession and those four bad recessions, and specifically 1974, okay, never this low. So does that tell us? Yes. Are we in a recession? Yes. Are we going to continue and get worse? Well, if the numbers from the ISM are any indication, as we continue to watch the Atlanta Fed give us out their projections, we could eventually see it going from August 1st, today's 1.3, to lower, lower, and then negative. Now, what is the response of the people in power? What is the response of the Democrats? Because they're in power for the time being. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House. What has been their position? Well, there was a bill that was put forward a few months ago. It was a veterans bill to help those who are suffering from a particular ailment of firing and pits and all the rest of this stuff. And the details I'm not sure of, but all the people were on board. The Republicans and the Democrats were on board. I'm talking, including the Republicans. They all wanted to vote for it. And the veteran bill would have easily passed. But then at the last minute, the Democrats slipped in. They call these ornaments. You see, a bill is like a Christmas tree. It's there sitting stark naked, but then at the last minute, you throw a couple of ornaments on it, a couple of baubles. And this is what the Democrats threw on this veterans bill. $400 billion with a B, just to kind of, something for the veterans? No. For other spending, wherever we want to kick it. Then they came up with the, which probably will pass, hopefully it won't, but the Inflation Reduction Act, because Joe Manchin from West Virginia has caved, and he finally came in. What is that? Well, let's see. That's taxes on corporation. So here we are printing more money in the veterans bill, $400 billion, and then we get the Inflation Reduction Act, where people will say, but that's a 15% in tax on corporations. They're not really paying tax anymore. I got a flash for you folks, and for you people in power, you Democrats and those crazy Republicans that go along with them. Corporations don't pay taxes. Oh, wait a minute, but they do. No, when they pay, they then turn around and pass it on to the consumer. The consumer, the poor schmuck out there, yeah, are you freaking serious? Absolutely. They will pass on the increased cost, which increased taxes are, to the consumer. So let me get this straight. We are going to see if this Inflation Reduction Act passes, taxes on the corporation higher, which means they'll pass on that cost to the consumer, which means he has to pay more out of his pocket. And then the veterans bill, if it gets passed, hopefully it won't. And then without that, if it passes, hopefully without that $400 billion in it. But if it does pass with the $400 billion, there's more money being spent, more money putting in there. And so what do we have? We have more money, okay, chasing too few goods. All right. And so the definition of inflation. And so what we have here is the impact of this Inflation Reduction Act. Well, as the powers to be say, it's going to give us growth. Well, the Wharton School of Business came up and did the analysis. Are you ready for this? By the year 2040, we're talking 18 years from now, this Inflation Reduction Act will have made the GDP grow by approximately one-tenth of 1%. But ooh, it gets better. By 2050, the GDP will have been grown because of this act by 0.2%. Now, I'm always a little leery on projections that go out 18, 20, and even 30 years, but that's the projection. So I have one simple question that I would ask Janet Yellen, Brian Deese, I would ask any of the Paul Krugman, another one, how did they give that guy the Nobel Prize for economics? The guy hasn't been right in years and still doesn't understand what inflation means, but I digress. No, I don't. They gave him the economics award, Nobel Prize. Are you freaking serious? Yeah, they did. Should have given it to me. But anyway, the bottom line is, if these guys are all getting upset, and by the definition of two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, and they're saying that's not it, it's simply a transition, what happens when we come out with the third quarter of negative GDP? What are we going to call it then? Trans something, but they'll call it then. Maybe it's just a little delay in the transition. Irrespective, we can probably count on, and we'll keep monitoring and let you know, what the Atlanta Fed said, a big snowball rolling down the hill as it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The end result is easy to predict. It's not hard at all. And when I hear the powers to be go, no, that's not the true definition, all I have to say is, are you freaking serious? Till next time, I'm Bill Tatro.